Octopus fishing's always been important in Jar El Fadiout, a fishing village which had lived off the exports for many years. But 10 years ago, the nets started coming up empty.
Historically, octopus fishing started in 1986. That's the year we had a boom and caught 10,000 tons.
Amas Alfal is head of the Dakar-Tiaroy Oceanographic Research Centre.
The year before, we barely had 500 tons, but the record for the biggest catch was in 1999, when we had 50,000 tons. So, can you imagine? We had 50,000 tons in 1999, to end up with just 4,522 tons. So there is a lot of overfishing. The resource has been overexploited.
Those 4,522 tons of octopus were caught in 2016 and were worth more than 11 million euros. Octopus meat is too valuable to have it disappear, says Mamadou Thiam, a fish trader in Jar El Fadiout and a member of the local council for small-scale fishing.
It is a very successful business. Everyone has something to gain from it. It's really a species that has capital importance. As soon as it's octopus season, all the fishermen, the wholesalers, come from all over to fish and process octopuses.
The fishermen had to rethink their methods if they wanted future generations to be able to catch octopus too. Mamadou Thiam.
Octopus isn't eaten in Senegal. All the octopuses caught here are sold in Europe, Italy, Spain, in Japan and so on. It's more profitable to sell it for export to make it worthwhile. Almost 900 kilograms of a one-ton catch is sold outside the country.
Thousands of fishing boats used to head to sea during the octopus season. This meant a lot of octopus was caught, but it also meant the octopus had nowhere to hide in order to spawn. So in 2004, the small-scale fishing council started dropping pots into the shallow waters to provide hiding places for octopuses to spawn. At first, just 25 clay pots were put in the waters off the village of Jar El Fadiout. The results were positive, and this year, 12,000 clay pots were set. Each one is about a foot long.
The pots last 2 years in the sea, after which they disintegrate to sand. That's why each year we make new pots.
The pots have helped the octopus population flourish, but nowhere near the numbers fishermen saw in the 1980s and 1990s. Today, the Small Scale Fishing Council and Senegal's Ministry of Fisheries also make sure a biological rest period is enforced. For 1 month each year, octopus is out of bounds to fishermen. This lets young octopus mature. Massal Fall says fishermen should not be allowed to catch smaller octopus at all, and that the minimal weight for octopus fished in Senegal should be raised from 350 grams to 500 grams.
We'll gain in the long run. We'll gain in the weight, earn much more money, and allow the juveniles to flourish for potential future catch.
Senegal is struggling to keep its position as one of Africa's main exporters of octopus. Catching fewer but bigger and more valuable octopus could allow fishermen to maintain their incomes while minimizing exploitation. For RFI, Emmanuel Landet in Dakar, Senegal.